This is Akashwani. The news read by Ashish Abraham. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has presented the Union Budget for the year 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha. This was the ninth consecutive budget presented by her yesterday. She called her budget Yuva Shakti driven. Ms. Sitharaman said, this year's budget is inspired by three kartavyas of accelerating economic growth to build capacity of the people and to provide resources, amenities and opportunities to every family, community, region and sector. The minister announced that Biopharma Shakti with an outlay of 10,000 crore rupees will be launched to develop India as a global biopharma manufacturing hub in the next 5 years. For the labor-intensive textile sector, the finance minister announced launch of Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj initiative to strengthen khadi, handloom and handicrafts. Ms. Sitharaman proposed to increase outlay of electronics components manufacturing scheme to 40,000 crore rupees. The finance minister announced 7 high-speed rail corridors. Defence services have received the all-time high allocation among the ministries in this year's Union Budget. Ministry of Defence said the allocation amounting to 7.85 lakh crore rupees stands at 2% of the estimated GDP for the next financial year and shows a significant increase of over 15% over the budgetary estimates of 2025-26. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Budget 2026-27 presents an ambitious roadmap to give new momentum to the Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat initiatives. In a video message, Mr. Modi said, this year's budget will give India's reform express new energy and new momentum. He said, the budget turns today's aspirations into reality and strengthens the foundation of India's bright future.
आज का बजट ऐतिहासिक है. इसमें देश की नारी शक्ति का सशक्त प्रतिबिंब झलकता है. ये बजट अपार अवसरों का राजमार्ग है. ये बजट वर्तमान के सपनों को साकार करता है और भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य की नींव को सशक्त करता है. ये बजट 2047 के विकसित भारत की हमारी ऊंची उड़ान का मजबूत आधार है.
Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupinder Yadav has lauded the Union Budget 2026-27, calling it a youth-centric budget that advances a developed India by balancing economic growth with ecological sustainability. Mr. Yadav highlighted that the budget lays a strong foundation for realizing the vision of an environmentally sound ecological growth in a fast-growing economy. The minister said, under the budget, special emphasis has been laid on nature-based tourism and plans for 4 rare earth corridors in Odisha, Kerala, Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu. Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav today hailed the Union Budget 2026-27 for strengthening holistic healthcare and promoting traditional medicine. Mr. Jadhav said that the allocation of 4,408 crore rupees to the Ayush Ministry will accelerate the integration of Ayush systems with mainstream healthcare, promoting evidence-based research and innovation, and strengthening institutional infrastructure. The minister noted several key initiatives including establishment of 3 new All India Institutes of Ayurveda, upgradation of Ayush pharmacies and the WHO Global Traditional Medicine Center in Jamnagar. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 6-day visit to Odisha and Chhattisgarh from today. During the visit, the president will attend the convocation ceremony of Fakir Mohan University at Balasore and inaugurate its newly constructed auditorium. On Wednesday, the president will unveil the statue of Bhanjbir Sunaram Soren and interact with students at Government Girls' Higher Secondary School, Mahul Diha, Rai Rangpur. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Operation Sindoor displayed seamless inter-service coordination within the country's multi-layered maritime security system. The minister said this while addressing the 50th Raising Day celebrations of Indian Coast Guard, ICG, in New Delhi. Describing ICG as a wall of trust on the country's maritime border, Mr. Singh said it demonstrated the true meaning of service to the nation. The minister said the operation was carried out during a time of heightened maritime sensitivity and the ICG responded quickly and firmly, deployed strategic assets in advance, enhanced surveillance along the western coast and maintained high alertness in coastal and creek areas. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India defeated arch-rivals Pakistan by 58 runs in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe to storm into the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.